Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you about one of my favourite stories when I was growing up. Yes, I love Jonah and the whale and stuff. Today I wanted to talk to you about David and Goliath. Now, everybody must have heard this story. If you haven't, let me give you a little snapshot. So you got David, like a shepherd boy, youngest of like a bunch of brothers, and everyone's going out to war. And there's this Philistine keep on like saying, "Where's you mans? Ain't you lot gonna fight me? What was going on?" Right, basically, that's what he's saying. And then so this Philistine, constantly jeering at them, "Who's gonna come and fight me? What are you man them doing? You lot can't even, you know, fight me, whatever, you'll come with me, sticks and stones, man's got a gun at it." Right. So basically, you've got young David, not when he's older, but young David, a servant boy, goes to face this Philistine, who's got loads of body armor, fully in gear. And David's just going there with a slingshot and a stone. So I want to give you a little snippet, right? And then just explain a bit more like why I'm talking about David and Goliath, yeah? So you got in 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. The day of the Lord will deliver you into my hands. This very day I'll give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." So let me give you a little kind of symbolism, relatability with this story, yeah? You are David, or if you want to call yourself Davina, I don't mind, love. You are David, and every day there's some type of Goliath, there's some type of Philistine disturbing your peace, yeah? It might be your own health. It might be that you find it challenging to read the Bible. It might be having a prayer that morning. It could be your finances. It could be your husband. Could be your boyfriend. Could be yourself. Could be your home situation. There's always some type of Philistine thing in your life trying to disturb your peace, trying to get you to get out of God's hand. Do you know what I'm saying? And throw you into hot hell. So always look at things that happen in your life and think, all right, okay, if I'm David, remember this video, if I'm David, then there's a Philistine in my life that I need to get rid of. Okay, so mine sometimes they kind of chop and change sometimes actually as well. So mine can be like worries about money, worries about health, when I'm going to get married, how many kids I'm going to have, all these different things. How's my business going? What about my friends? What about my family? These ones I want to get saved. So many things I can kind of put down as these Philistines, right? And you've got to always see in your life that you are David, right? And God is behind you, right? If you have a true relationship with God, I'll talk about that a little bit in the end. And there's things that try and pull you away, disturb your peace, which are the Philistines in your life. And you've got to think, okay, Leon, you've said to me, okay, if I'm David, all my problems are Philistines. Satan is trying to use this Philistine episode, situations, people in my life to pull me out of my opportunity of getting to heaven, having a life with God. What do I do about these Philistines? Okay, I'm glad that you asked, my dear. So listen, we're still in that verse, Samuel 17. It says then, verse 48, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him, basically meet the Philistine. When you've got problems, it could be even like me, I don't like doing admin and stuff, like, do you know what I mean? I don't like doing admin and the letters that come. I like to tell the postman my letterbox is allergic to letters, to bills, don't send me none. Right, it could be stuff like, what do you delay in? And that's got to change if you want to be a true cherished princess of God. You've got to be like David, who ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Are you running with spiritual weapons, which I'm going to talk about in a bit, to go and meet your Philistine and stuff? Yeah, because when you do, when you do meet your Philistine head on, and it's so key because David cut off the head of the Philistine, because it goes on to say in verse 50, you know, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. So let me give you the example. You've got a sling and a stone. These are spiritual examples of, say, the sling is prayer and the stone is word. It's the word of God, right? God wants you to use these two spiritual tools, right, to kill that Philistine in your life. So if you're having worry, if you're having worries about money, start using your slingshot and stone. Prayer and the word of God. Have God's word in your heart, in your mind. I'm not saying you've got to be a memory guru, no. I'm just saying pick one scripture a week that you could just mull over, memorize and stuff. So I was looking at one this week. It's in Proverbs. It was, never forsake my wisdom, she'll protect you. Love her and she'll watch over you. That's in Proverbs 4, I think. So just have one in your mind. And I need to get sharper on that, as you can see. But have one in your mind so when these Philistine thoughts or Philistine activities come into your life, the girl at work is getting on your nerve, someone's eating your lunch in your sister's household, whatever it is, you know, have your slingshot and stone ready. So prayer and a powerful scripture that you, I'm not saying like, I have my Bible, right? But there may be times when Satan throws that Philistine, that Goliath into your head when you're in the shower. Where's your Bible then? Do you see what I'm saying? There's going to be times when you don't have your Bible in your hand. Like, imagine you're at work. You may not always have your phone on you to say, oh, I can go onto the Bible app. You need to absorb that into your head. And if you truly love the Bible, right? Like how you know your family's name, their birthday, your best friends, you know, what's their favorite color, because you have those things in your heart. You love them. That's why you can remember those just like that, you know? And just like God's word, you need to memorize it and have it on your heart. So when these negative thoughts or these Philistine activities or Philistine try to come for you, these Goliaths come for you, you can just go deep down into your love box and pull out that scripture that's going to help you to fight off that anxious thought, that worry, that insecurity and things. So you need to tool up with your stone and slingshot, prayer and the word of God. Use them both powerfully, because, you know, David can't just have a stone and just dash it at Goliath. That's not going to work. He can't just have a slingshot, no stone. Put the two of them together. Look at that. He was able to lick down the Philistine. He used a stone and a slingshot, prayer and the word together. Do you know what I'm saying? So I would encourage you, when these negative thoughts, worry thoughts, you feel like you can't do it, you feel like you want to leave God, if you don't want to go back to your boyfriend, you feel like your husband's getting your nerves, work is too stressful, your body's not right, you want to lose weight, you want to gain, all the different worries and woes, la 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 la. Been there. I'm with you. We all got our worries. But God has shown us in this very, very scripture on David and Goliath that you've got tools, lady. You've got slingshot and stone, prayer and the word. Okay, and if you want to learn, if you've never looked at God's word, you want to learn how to use this stone and this slingshot to powerfully fight the Goliaths and the Philistines in your life, then lady, you are in the right place. I love sitting down with friends to show them that they are God's cherished, beautiful princess, right from his love letter, from his heart straight to yours. If you want to know more about really seeing yourself and believing in yourself as God's beautiful, cherished princess, then sit down with me this week and let's study the Bible. Don't matter where you are, we'll meet you there, or we'll Zoom you there, or we'll whatever there you there. Do you know what I mean? Or there's people wherever you are can study with you. It's time to really change your mindset, to believe, know, trust and believe that you are God's beautiful princess. And it's time to get your slingshot and your stone and fling it in the face of the Philistine, okay? So I will see you in a Bible study. If you really want to know how God sees you as his cherished princess, beautiful cherished princess, then please DM me on whatever platform you're listening or reading or watching this, right? And let's sit down inside of the Bible so you can know from God's heart straight to yours that you're his most treasured possession. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's Lydia's Ladies podcast. I hope you got lots from it and you're able to have so many tools, gems and ideas on how to strengthen your walk with God. I'm so glad I could be a help to you. And if you want more help, you know I always sit down with my very best friends and new friends as well to sit down and do a Bible study. Now, if you like what I've taught you so far on all the podcasts, then let's meet up. We can do it face to face, or if you're not kind of in my area, then let's kind of sit on Zoom or online and that, and let's sit down, go through some scriptures to see like where is your relationship with God now and where do you want it to be, my dear. So let me help you. Let's sit down, get out the Bible, go through the scriptures, see where your life is at and where God wants it to be. So DM me on whatever platform you listen to, or just email me on lydiasladies@yahoo.com.